Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday, no less, where it is the anniversary of Bo Jackson winning the Heisman Trophy. I do want to mention it is also the Pearl Harbor Day. It's also the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
Yep.
Don't want to let that go. We do recognize that, obviously, and people should recognize that for decades and decades and decades to come. But we do Throwback Thursday on sports and sometimes other topics, but Bo Jackson winning the Heisman's our Throwback Thursday. That's not necessarily the good of the day. What is the good of the day?
I'm going to talk about a potential another potential two-sport athlete.
Okay.
And that is Baseball Hall of Famer John Smoltz.
Yes, John Smoltz is getting in the news. Yes, go ahead.
So John Smoltz is one of 78 people at the, what is it, the Senior PGA? It's
Champions
not the PGA,
Tour.
It's the Champions Tour.
Yes.
But it's formerly the Senior PGA Tour, right?
Yeah, it's a former Senior.
Yeah. But he is one of 78 people for the Champions Tour trying to earn his card. And he has a really good chance of doing this.
Does he?
He does. He's not a scratch golfer. I mean, you know, the celebrity tournaments, he's usually one of the top people. He's gotten invites, player exemptions to PGA Tour events. I mean, the only problem with this is that he has to finish in the top five in order to earn his spot in the Champions Tour.
I don't think that's a very good chance.
I guess not a, you know.
What, but, I mean, 5 of 78?
Yeah. I guess the odds are against him, but don't tell me the odds, Tony.
I'm going to root for him because I would love to see this.
Yeah, does that mean could he not do Sunday Night Baseball anymore, though?
But I got to – okay, I want to know who is in Q school for this. Like, okay, so here's why I'm asking. There was – I can remember when Michael Jordan was playing golf, right? Yeah, Michael Jordan was – you know, he had like a 3 handicap. And everyone was like, when Michael Jordan retires, he's going to play on the PGA Tour. And golfers were like, dude, a 3 handicap, he has to be a -6. He has to be, a +6 to be on the PGA Tour. Like, Michael Jordan shooting 75s and 76s is not PGA Tour level good. So slow your roll. Tony Romo got the same thing. Hey, when Tony Romo retires, he should play on the Champions Tour. Tony Romo is not a plus handicap when it comes to being on the tour. There is such a level of playing on that level. Now, here's why I'm asking. Because I used to tell people all the time, Tony Romo is, when Tony Romo was doing this, I said, look, he's not going up against other guys like him trying to make it on tour. He's going to be going up against 50-year-old PGA golfers who are transferring in to the Champions Tour. Like guys who have spent 30 years playing high-level competitive golf who have turned 50, and then they're on the tour. So now this opens the door for all of these other real professional golfers who are like, I hit a million golf balls a day. My whole life, every day I wake up, I practice. I'm not in a broadcast booth. I'm not throwing footballs. I'm not analyzing tape. I'm not traveling the country. I'm not playing basketball. I am playing golf. I play golf every single day. I practice 8 hours a day to be somewhat decent as a professional golfer. Is John Smoltz doing that? But who is he up against in this Q school?
Well,
what caliber? Because if it's caliber like him, he's got a very good chance.
I'm going to amend my good. I'm going to say, you know what? Good on you, John Smoltz, for trying to get your Champions Tour card.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a good chance.
5 of 78 is...
Well, I'm looking
that's
at...
Really,
you could see the leaderboard right now. And the leaderboard after 2 rounds, he is 75th.
Yeah, okay. He's not getting it.
No. And I say that he is 75th because the 3 names behind him, 2 have withdrawn, 1 has been disqualified.
When I used to work, when I used to work the international, right, in Colorado, the PGA Tour stop, I'd get the tour guys to stop, and we'd have really fun conversations, and I'd ask how did you know, how tough it was out here and whatnot, and I remember one guy telling me a story. He was like, all right, so my first tour event. I'm young. I'm a kid. I'm out on tour, and I'm on fire. He goes, I'm out there. I'm on fire. I'm bold. I'm going for greens and 2. I'm making putts left and right. I shoot a 67. He goes, my first round, I'm shooting 67. I'm great. He goes, by the end of the day, the leader was at 61, and there were a whole bunch of 62s. He goes, my best round that I've put together, I was 5-6 shots back going into round two with a bunch of people ahead of me. That's how tough it was. And I was like, man, how demoralizing.
Your leader right now is a guy, his name is Wes Short Jr.
Okay.
He joined, I guess he was in the PGA. He joined in 2013. Has two wins under his belt, the Quebec Championship and Shaw Charity Classic.
Yeah, so this is going to be really tough for Smoltz.
Yeah.
But he's a really good celebrity golfer. Right? He is. With that for a while.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, keep going to the one in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah,
that's keep the, going to that That's one the biggest where... one around.
Remember Rick Roden, the pitcher? Rick Roden, he was a good golfer, too. Rick Roden used to win that all the time. Steph Curry's a good golfer.
Yep.
You know, some of these guys are good golfers. They're just not tour golfers.
No, and some of these names, world. I mean, for whatever reason, Daniel Chopra, that name rings a bell, right?
That does ring a bell to me, yeah. I remember he was on the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's currently tied for second.
That's because this is the second lifeline for a lot of PGA Tour guys who are like, I was all right. I mean, I was in contention for a bunch. I won a couple times. I spent 20 years on the tour. I earned my card a couple times, but I had a good living.
I will say this. When I was skimming this list real quick, I did get excited because tied for 15th is Jason Schultz.
Oh, okay.
I read that wrong. At first, I saw John Smoltz. I'm like, oh, he's tied for 15th.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
I don't know who Jason Schultz is.
Yeah. So, well, good for John Smoltz. At least he tried. And we'll give him a bunch of credit for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, Mitch Fabiano. He is a fantasy football writer, I think, for Sports Illustrated.
Yes. Okay.
But he tweeted out something that I had to bring up, and it was the quarterback matchups for this week.
Oh, yes.
There are six games that he highlighted of quarterback matchups this week that you never could have ever predicted. Six games that he highlighted here. So starting off tonight, we're going to have Bailey Zappe versus Mitch Trubisky.
Hello.
Then coming up on Sunday, we get C.J. Beathard versus Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Joe Flacco is going to start for the Browns. How awesome is that?
Also, then we have Gardner Minshew versus Jake Browning. That actually could be pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. Baker Mayfield versus Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
Josh Dobbs has a question mark next to it. We don't know. I don't know if it's official yet, if he is. I think they made that one official, but Josh Dobbs versus Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, I was wondering about Josh Dobbs. There was a thought that he was going to not play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have Bryce Young versus Jameis Winston, maybe.
You might have Bryce Young versus Jameis Winston. That would be kind of all right.
You know,
yeah.
Far from the I don't know the you know what you guys
the
what you had
quarterback
what you had in NFL week 1.
My thing is the Colts. Like, are the Colts getting a double dip of like, hey, we drafted Anthony Richardson as a franchise quarterback, but we're also in the playoff hunt with the backup guy?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a wild scenario where, yeah, we get Bryce Young, and he's now learning, even though he's injured, he still gets to be kind of around the team and learning more and more, maybe not being able to do things physically. But that's okay. We thought this season was going to be rookie quarterback struggle. Now we get Gardner Minshew mania playoffs. Like,
and
wow, how crazy is that?
And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's played really, really well. I mean, he's played well enough to... I mean, here's the deal, right? I don't know if Anthony Richardson is good.
We have no idea. He got hurt like in week two or three.
You know, so I mean, and he was still like, it was like a, almost like a wild card pick at, well, he's the third pick overall, right?
Yeah.
It was almost like a wild, like, okay, are you sure you want to go? That was like the Trey Lance pick.
Yep.
You didn't really know if that was a smart decision or not. And for the Colts, I mean, how great for them that, you know, they've been searching for a quarterback, and it's like it's been there all along.
Yeah, they found Gardner Minshew continues to just light up fan bases.
And literally what Gardner Minshew discovered was like, oh, if I throw the ball to Michael Pittman Jr., good things happen.
And now they're rolling together because they've been the number one, the best combination that they've had this season.
And I know that, you know, Anthony Richardson, I know, was a work in progress. work in process, sure. But is he? Could he have been unseated due to an injury?
Yeah, could you lose your starting job for that? I don't know, because I think it would be a hard sell to your families that we gave up a draft pick for this.
Yeah.
You know, that like we are looking for the franchise quarterback. And listen, let's be honest, Gardner Minshew has had moments of brilliance, but he still ends up on other teams.
Yes.
You know, like Jacksonville, we're like, bye, Eagles, bye, Colts. Very likely that they'll go, eh, we got our guy.
The Eagles. Yeah. Yeah. I remember with the Eagles.
He was on the Eagles. He played in the last game. Yeah. The Cowboys won that game against the Eagles, but the Eagles didn't have Jalen Hurts last season, late in the year. All right, we will have the dumb of the day as we continue. It is a Throwback Thursday on Twitter at Tony D Radio and Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Throwback Thursday to 1985. Bo Jackson wins the Heisman Trophy on this date. Duran, right?
Yep.
Yeah, big group back in the 80s. There you go. Is it Simon Le Bon? Is that the lead singer?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was the lead singer, yeah.
He was lead singer. God, that's 30-something years ago. Goodness gracious.
Almost 40.
Almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Golly. Duran. Can you find Duran at a local casino near you?
Probably.
Right. You know, it's amazing. These guys, and we've said this before, but these guys at one point, they're playing in arenas, right? Like a big stadiums. They're part of like Live Aid, where like a billion people around the world yep. are watching them. And then at some point in the future, they're going to be like, come for the buffet, stay for Duran. Package deal at some casino in the mountains, like the Catskills. Or
show starts at 6.
Yes, show starts at 6. Buffet begins at 5.
No opening act.
Right, exactly. They come out.
Who's opening for Duran? No one. They're just coming out and doing their set. Yeah.
It's like it really is incredible. It really is incredible. Like imagine, and tragically we never got this, but like imagine if the Beatles just stayed together like the Rolling Stones.
Well, see, right? I think they would still play because the Rolling Stones don't really do. They do
they
a casino
still do
tour,
good, but they don't do the casino tour yet.
They would probably.
They could. You never know where the
Beatles,
ball bounces.
Honestly, you know what? The Beatles would probably have a residency at in Vegas.
Yeah,
that would probably be their next. That's their casino. They're not doing the Indian casinos across the country.
Did we ever talk about Howie Mandel's quote about fame on this show?
Probably, but
I'll do it again. Howie Mandel was asked about leaving a legacy, right? And he was saying, he goes, well, he brought it up. He said, people always ask, you know, people always say, I want to leave a legacy. And he goes, no one ever leaves a legacy. Eventually, everyone will be forgotten. And it's like, yeah, like you don't really think about it. And we know people from history, but slowly those people get eroded the less we talk about those people in history. And he's right. It may not be overnight. It may take 1,000 years. It may take 2,000 years. But he goes, eventually everyone's forgotten.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about that because I thought it was pretty profound. But then at first I thought it was nonsense. I'm like, well, there's always people we're going to remember. But then I went, no, because I see clips of people who are asked like who Isaac Newton was, and kids don't know. Like they're it's a funny clip, but it's also like serious, like,
well, I mean,
they don't know these people,
and you only know him, like, for our generation, we only know him for one thing,
yeah,
you know, one thing only.
Like, we think
just sitting under the wrong tree one day,
exactly. We think the Beatles will live forever, they won't live forever.
No, you're absolutely right.
Every generation will be less interested in their art until there is a point where no one is ever listening to them again.
As soon as you
just may take 200 years to get there.
As soon as you mentioned that, you know, the one name that popped in my mind, because he's been in the news a lot lately, but he has a legacy for horrific reasons, and that's Hitler.
Hitler, yeah.
Right? And, you know, someone who we would sit there and go, never be forgotten. There will probably come a time that he's forgotten because there was probably someone in 800 AD who was just as a terrible human being.
Yeah,
that we forget about.
We just forget about it. And again, that time.
But we don't know much about. We, you know, like
time dilutes everything.
Yeah.
It dilutes.
That
everything.
Is a very. That's. I don't know if we have talked about that before.
You know, because it's and he's. I think he's 100% correct.
Yeah.
Again, it's hard because people are still limited in the thought of the of recent. Like you're saying, Hitler won't be remembered 100 years from now. No, I'm saying he won't be remembered 1,000 years from now.
Although
maybe 2,000 years.
I will say this: there are people in Boston say, "Hey, we're never going to forget Tom Brady."
Right. Never Tom Brady. But I think
it's untouchable.
I think there's something really profound about that.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. Like, eventually, everyone is forgotten. Everyone, yeah. Switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung A14 SG. After all, you've been good this year, and they really think you deserve it. Smile, you're on Cricket. All right, let's get to the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day, Tony. North Dakota State University fans, they are all excited because they're going to be in the quarterfinals of the FCS Championship.
Yes.
Versus South Dakota State. State against state rivalry. Love it.
So is this the Bison against the Jackrabbits? Or
yes. You're right. It's the Bison against the Jackrabbits.
Okay, very good.
So Bison fans were so excited because they had they beat the Montana, the Grizzlies.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was Montana, not Montana State. I always get those two confused because they're both powerhouses in the FCS as well.
They are.
But it was a narrow win. You know, some fans heading back to North Dakota said, you know, we got to get tickets. No, South Dakota State's not that far away. Let's get tickets. And they were able to go on to South Dakota State's booster site to get tickets.
They were?
Yes, because they were able to guess the password.
Oh, no, they did?
Yeah. And the dumb really lies more on South Dakota State for creating a password that, you know, it's, I don't know. It reminds me of Spaceballs.
Okay.
Really?
So, yeah, what is the password?
Playoffs.
That, really?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Playoffs. All lowercase. And so one.
I'm just supposed to add an ampersand and a couple of asterisks.
Maybe change a letter. Yeah.
To that.
But in order, if you wanted to buy tickets for through South Dakota's website, which was an early release set of tickets for season ticket holders and boosters, all you had to do was go onto the website, you know, hit the password to get in, to get all access, and the password was playoffs.
Wow.
And so it didn't take long for a few North Dakota State students to realize this, and that spread like wildfire on the message boards.
The
end result of this,
yes.
San Diego State University has canceled a lot of their tickets, if not all of them, because they came out and said, no, those were reserved for our season ticket holders and our boosters, not for you NDSU fans.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, there seems to be this movement now of like making sure you're in the right zip code if you want to order tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
I just found it hilarious. I mean, first of all, I mean, I guess what? So North Dakota State or South Dakota State is going to open up like that small section as they always do. Like, oh, yeah, you guys are all right here in this corner, up
you're
in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
So you can't influence the game. But I just love it that it was playoffs.
That's fantastic.
Isn't there something like in South Dakota State? Like, I mean, I wouldn't know. I haven't been there, but something that maybe only South Dakota State students or alumni would know.
Yeah, and don't
make
it
rush. Can't you pick something like, you know, one of the buildings, the hall that everyone hung out at? I don't know.
Like a famous South Dakota resident that is very obscure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So don't make it playoffs.
North Dakota State, that's the team that's produced Trey Lance and Carson Wentz.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
They're this juggernaut. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're playing Colorado next season. I think they're getting one of those games.
Are they?
I think.
That'd be a great guess.
But I think they're getting – I think Colorado is playing them. Or, you know, they could be playing North Dakota for all I know. FCS playoffs are the playoffs that everybody has pointed to and said, hey, why can't we do it like them? Why can't we do it like they're doing it this way? Why can't we do it in the big time college football? It's simple. It's a 16 team, something like that.
16 team, yeah.
Like round 16, yeah, 16 teams. round robin single elimination tournament with a couple of buys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone said over and over again, oh, it never happened. Can't happen. They're like, they're doing it.
And that was the weirdest argument too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That, you know, you couldn't have a playoff in college football in the FBS. Like, you can't do a playoff. You have to have bowls.
You had to have bowls. And the reason was FCS didn't have a bowl system, so they didn't have the messiness of bowls going, hey, what are you going to do with us? How are we going to fit into this grand plan? And they couldn't make it work. And the big argument was, hey, look, it works in the FCS because they play home games. There's a home team, so they run the whole thing. You stay in the hotel that's designated there. You fly in. One team gets to stay home. One team gets to do, right? We're not flying two teams to a neutral location, asking fan bases to travel every single week to root for their team. You can travel if they go on the road if you want, or you can buy a home ticket. But the bowl system was going to be too complicated. You were going to take Alabama and somebody else and ship them to the Boise Bowl. And then next week you were going to ship them to this bowl. And the next week you're going to ship them to this bowl. And it became kind of messy. But FCS has been doing it right this whole time.
Yeah.
And it's good football. They've got some good football teams. Good
and
football
now we have to wait and see how the 12-team playoff will work.
Yes.
That was another one of our Throwback Thursdays, by the way, was the first.
Yep.
Playoff.
Florida State, Oregon, Ohio State, and
Alabama,
because they won the first one. No, Ohio State won the first one.
Yeah.
Alabama. So there you go. All right, we will continue. That's our good, the bad, and the dumb. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.